This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, friends. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua. Today we're learning Daf Nun Aleph. Daf Nun Aleph. We're... The Gemara said on the bottom of Nun Amad Beis something amazing. The Gemara says, Yoima d'mechayich bei Rebbe, on the day that Rebbe laughed, Asya paranusa la'ama, punishment came to the world. Rebbe's avoida, his discipline, protected all of Klal Yisrael. When he lost focus for a moment, it brought paranus to the world. Amar lei lebar kapar, he would say to his student bar kapar, Loi sivadichan, don't make me laugh. Yahivna lach arba in grize chitin. I'll give you 40 measurements of wheat. Basically, if you don't make me laugh, I'll give you a treat. The problem is everybody knows if you ask someone not to make you laugh, you know. Amar lei, so Bar Kapar said, lach simar, you know, let the master see. Dechol giruya debeina shakilna. That any measurement that I want, I'm going to take. I'm going to take as much as I want. Basically, I'm going to take a large amount. So what did he do? Shakal dikula rabba. He took a big basket. Chafya kufra. He coated it with tar. V'sachve al reshe. He turned it on its head. He turned it upside down. V'azal v'amalei. And he went, he said to Rebbe, Lecha li mar arben grize chite, derashina bach. Give me to eat 40 measurements of wheat that you're supposed to give me. The Ran says, Dikula rabba, salgado bil basket, chafie bekufra, tacha yisai bezafes. He lined it with tar, kidei shalo yetsu achite mitoich nikve hasal, so that the wheat should not emerge from the holes of the basket. The tach pe al reshe, hafcha al reshe, put on his head. Lecha limar, the master should measure out for me. Chitim derashina, the wheat that you owe me. Shehovisicha, that you lent to me. Ulabdi chusa kamar, he said it as a joke. What exactly the joke is, like what's he getting at? I'm not exactly sure. What exactly is the joke? Somehow he said, you know, I'm going to get the 40 measurements anyway. And he says, you know, measure out to me the 40 measurements of wheat that you owe me. Achach Rebbe. So Rebbe laughed. Amale, he said to him, Lav azhartach deloy tevadchan. I told you not to make me laugh. Amarle, come on, chiti derashini kana sechna. I'm just taking the wheat that you owe me. Says the Ran, lecha limar, yimdoid chitim derashina shehovisicha, that I lent you of dichusa kamar. Okay. Now we mentioned earlier that Bar Kapara was not invited to Rebbe's wedding, but here we're going to talk about a wedding he was invited to. So, at some point in time, Rebbe had a change of heart and he did invite Bar Kapara. Amar le Bar Kapara levrate de Rebbe. Bar Kapara said to the daughter of Rebbe, Lamachar shasena chamra, tomorrow I'm going to drink wine, berikuda de avuch, by your father's dancing, uv Kirkane de imach, and the croaking of your mother. Bar Kapara said to Rebbe's daughter, I guess the day before the wedding, he said, tomorrow I'm going to drink wine by your father's dancing and your mother's croaking. Basically, what does that mean? Apparently, women back in the day, they had some kind of custom of some high-pitched shrieking or, you know, something like that. And somehow that wasn't Kalisha. They didn't actually sing, they yodeled, or they, I don't know what, they made some kind of noise of jubilee. Anyway, Now, Rebbe had a rich son-in-law. Ben Elasa Chasne, the Rebbe Hava. Ben Elasa was Rebbe's son-in-law. V'asher Gadol Hava. He was very rich. Azmanei Lebehilula Dereb Shimba Rebbe. Meanwhile, Bar Kapara, he's invited to the wedding of Reb Shimon, the son of Rebbe. So now, we'll see, why do we need to know that Ben Elasa was rich? We'll come back to that. Amar Le Bar Kapara the Rebbe. Bar Kapara said to Rebbe, Mai Toyeva. What is a Toyeva? The word Toyeva is used in reference to a man living with another man. Called the Amar Le, basically, now, you know, in our times, I don't know if that would be the most appropriate question to ask at a wedding, but Bar Kapara was trying to speak divrei musar about relationships. So he said to Rebbe, you know, what does the word toyeva mean? Called Amar Le Rebbe Dehachin Hu toyeva, whatever pshat Rebbe said the word toyeva meant, paracha Bar Kapara. Bar Kapara shlugged it up. Amar Le Parshayat. So Rebbe said, you tell me. Amar Le, so Bar Kapara said, no. You think I'm going to tell you for free? You give me wine and I'll tell you. He said, Tesi Devis. Devischi tirmili natla. Let your wife come and pour me wine. Tirmili, she should pour for me natla, a cup. Asaramile, she came and she poured for him. Amalei le Rebbe, Bar Kapara said to Rebbe, Kum rekoili de emarlach. Now it's not enough for you to pour, for her to pour for me. Do a jig for me. I want to see you, Rebbe, do a jig. So, okay, Rebbe did it. Hachi Amar Rachmana. So Bar Kapara said, this is what the Torah says. Toyeva, toya ata ba. Toyeva stands for, you are making a mistake with this. Meaning you're doing something very erroneous. Toyeva means you're doing something very erroneous. Now, Lekasa Achrina Amarle, he wanted more alcohol. Yeah, he wanted more alcohol. So what did he say when he wanted more alcohol? He said, "My tevel." What is tevel? Amalei ki inyana kama. So Rebbe said, like the first inyan, meaning he tried to guess and Bar Kapara slugged it up. So Bar Kapara said, "Amalei ividli de amalach. Do for me again, and I'll tell you." Meaning, pour me some wine, do a jig. Avad Bar Kapara. So Rebbe did it. Amalei tevel hu. Means tavlin yeshba. Is there any spices in it? There it's referring to a woman living with an animal. Is there any spices into it? Meaning, like, what do you get out of this? What's unique about this bia? Mai shanya hada bia min kula bia. Why is this bia different than any other bia? Amar le. So Bar Kapara says to Rebbe, umai zima. What is Zima? It's talking about giving your daughter for free relations without marriage. Amar le, so Bar Kapara said, listen, Rebbe, you know the deal. Ivili ki inyana kama, do for me what you did before. Avad v'amar la. So Rebbe did it. And after Rebbe did it, he said, Avad, Rebbe did it, v'amar le. And he explained, Zumahi. Zima means this. What is it? Meaning, we're not going to know regarding Zu, the offspring, what is it? We don't know who the father is. Basically, Ben Alasa was sitting there, the son-in-law, and he's embarrassed that his father-in-law is basically being abused. Layacha Ben Alasa lemizba. Ben Alasa couldn't be soivul anymore, couldn't tolerate it. Kam, he got up, v'nafakuv into Seimitaman. He and his wife got up from there. Let's see the Ran. The Ran says, "Berakuda de avoch sheirakid avich lefanai kisha eshta." He said to the daughter of Rebbe, "Tomorrow your father will dance for me when I drink." Uverikani de imach, and the croaking of your mother, sheti imach mekarkeres umezameres. Your mother will croak and sing. Mai toyeva d'chsev gavi mishkav zachar. You're leaving the relations of a woman, you're going to a male. Tavlin Yeshla Betamiya. My Shanya Chada Bia Mikula Bias. Klamer Hech Manachas Ben Mina Lelech Itzah Habahemais. Why would you leave Ben Mina? Why would you leave your own species to go to an animal? Zumaihi Lashon Safek. It's Lashon of a doubt. She'in Yadua Mimihi Misarevis. It's not known who it is mixed with. Tasporta Yechidasa. Tasporta Yechidasa. Okay, we're not up to that yet. The Gemara continues. My Ben Elasa. In what way was Ben Elasa a rich guy? Like, how did he show his wealth? In what way was his wealth displayed? The time we learned in a brisa, Loy lechinam pizar Ben Elasa es maisa. Ben Elasa did not squander his money for naught. He used it for worthy purposes. Namely, Elal haris behen tasboires shel kohen gadol. He took a special haircut to be able to show the haircut of a kohen gadol. We know a kohen gadol took haircuts often. Dechsiv says by a kohen gadol, kasaim yichsimu es rosheim. They should cut the hair of their head. Tana, we learned in a brisa, ke'en lulyanis, like a lulyanis haircut. My lulyanis, I'm Rav Yehuda, tusparta yichidasa. It's a special kind of haircut. Hechidami, what was it like? I'm a Rava, roisha shalzeh, b'tzari karei shalzeh. The top of the hair of one hair touched the roots of the hair next to it. That was the haircut of a kohen gadol. It was a special kind of haircut. Exactly, you know, what was so special about it, I'm not sure. It was given in a certain way. And Ben Elasa used his wealth to showcase this kind of haircut. Says Iran, Tasporta yichidasa tasporesna. Betzar akeva akare shalzeh. Metzamtzem haya. He was very careful that one hair should not go out of the line to its friend. Kar kuzoi al shema kaiman. Dalas ara. Okay, weiter. Uve dalas haramutza. The Mishnah said in the beginning of the parak that if somebody asers upon themselves what is called Tavshul she'eini toyem, so then he's usher in any watery thing. You're mutter in a thick thing. You're mutter in a beitza tormuta and a delas ramutza. So now we want to identify my delas ramutza. What is a ramutza delas? A gourd of ramutza. Amar Shmuel kara karkuzai. It's a gourd from karkuza. Ravash. So it's a certain brand of gourd. Ravashi amar delas hatmuna beremetz. It's a gourd that is insulated in remetz, burning ashes. So according to Shmuel, it's a species of gourd. According to Ravashi, it's not a specific species, it's just the way it's prepared. Fine. So the Gemara is going to challenge Ravashi. It says, Gemara Esri, Ravina Ravashi, Ravina asks Ravashi, Rav Nechemya Omer, Rav Nechemya says, Delas Aramis, he Delas HaMitzris, a Armenian, a gourd from Armenia, or Armenia, is a Egyptian, and an Egyptian gourd are synonymous. And therefore, Kalayim Im Hayavanis, they are shaten as their Kalayim with a Greek gourd, Kalayim Im Haramutza, and they're Kalayim with a Ramutza gourd. So this slugs up Ravashi, because we see then it's a specie of gourd, not a way in which a gourd is prepared. So Gemara says, in fact, Tiyufta, it refutes Ravashi. Says Aran, Aramis, Karkuzoy al Shema Kaiman, Delas Aramis, he Delas Hamitzris, Kalaimer, Zuhi Delas Hamitzris, the Kalaimim Haramutza, Alma Lav Tumuna Beremetz Kamar. We see it doesn't mean insulated in hot ash, elamin delasi shenikra ramutza. It's a kind of ash that's called ramutza. Says the Mishnah. We actually had this Mishnah before, but let's see. It's sort of quoted again. Hanoidim masakadera. Someone who aser makes a nether from that which is done in a pot, ein aser ela mimaisa rasachta, is only aser in something that is done in a boiling pot. Amar koinem hayoyred l'kder, if somebody says I aser anything that goes down into a pot, shani toim aser b'chol anasa b'kdera. He's aser in anything that is made in a pot. So if you say something that's maisa kedera, so food that's the food has to be boiled. Maisa kedera is something that's boiled. If you say anything that goes in a pot, so it means aser b'chol hanasa b'kdera. Anything made in a pot would be aser. Okay, so says the Gemara, Tanya hanoider min hayori l'kedera. Let's see the Ran. Hanoider maisa kedera. Ino yaser elav maisa rasachta. Mefarsh b'yushami, ezo maisa rasachta. Kugan chilka, targin, v'tisni, soilas, v'oire, zirid, v'arsan, v'haino d'kamar. That's what it means. Ino yaser elav maisa rasachta. V'nikreis rasachta, al shem shetzarach lehartiach. It's called rasachta because it needs to boil ulavash al harbe. Shekvar yorad l'kedera. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Tanya, we learned in a brisa. Hanoidim min hayorei l'kedera. If you ask for something that goes into a pot, aser b'yorei l'opas, then even something that goes in a frying pan would be aser. What are you showing me? How do I see it? Oh, what are you showing me? Which thing?
That's from before.
Oh, sorry.
It's the humor.
Oh, what the humor was?
Yeah.
Humor in this situation is absurd, what Bar Kar was doing. He was trying to cook the large amount of wheat by choosing a large amount of... Like, I don't understand. What was he saying? I deserve it anyway. He said that. Right, he said, Rebbe said, if you don't make me laugh, I'll give it to you. So what's Bar Kapara saying? You have to give it to me anyway? Why does he have to give it to him anyway? Like, what's he saying with that? Right, the humor, I guess, is if you put a basket on your head with tar inside, it's pretty funny, you know? Okay. Fine. Weiter. Tanya, no, so if you answer something that goes into a pot, then you're also even saying that goes into a frying pan. Why? Because if it goes into the frying pan, it's usually cooked before you put it in the frying pan. Shekvar yorad l'kedera kodim shor l'ilfas. Okay. Min hayorad l'ilfas. But if you ask for something that goes into a frying pan, then mutter b'yorad l'kedera. You're mutter in something that goes into a pot because I'm only something that goes into a pot did not go into a frying pan. Says Aran, min hanasa b'kedera mutter b'nasa b'ilfas. Second. Okay, so far, let's see the Ran. Shikvar yorad l'kedera kodim shor l'ilfas. Kacha yadarka b'masa ilfas. Shayomar tichinoy sa b'kedera resicha kala. First they would heat it up in a boiling hot pot. Fine. Now we continue. Min hanasa b'kedera, if you aser that which was completely done in a pot, mutter b'nasa b'ofis, then it's permitted something that was finished in a frying pan. Min hanasa b'ofis, something, if you ask for something that's finished in a frying pan, mutter b'nasa b'kedera, you're permitted something that was finished in a pot. The Ran says, min hanasa b'kedera mutter b'nasa b'ofis, mishum denasa, the word nasa, gemara siya mashas, mashma, it's completion. Mishum hachi mutter b'nasa b'ofis, therefore it's permitted in something that's completed in a frying pan. Afa pishikva yor l'kedera, even though it was already in a pot. Because if I say, I ask for something that's finished in a pot, I'm mutter in something that's finished in an ilfis. because it was not finished in the way that you delineate it. But, and vice versa. If you aser something that's finished in an ilfis, you're permitted something that's finished in a pot, even if after you finish in the pot, you finish it again in a frying pan. Klemer afa pisha acher mikan hayridu beilfis shari kiven de gemara siyasa bekedera haya. Since the finishing product was in a kedera, kach nera beinai.
Okay.
The gemara continues. Hanoyder min hayoyred latanor. If you ask for something that goes into an oven, in aser bepas. You're only aser in bread. Vim amar, if you say komase tanor lai, anything that is made in an oven, I aser mi aser b'chala nasa matanor. Then anything that's made in an oven is aser, says the Ran. Hanoyder min hayor latanor eno aser el bepas. The stam yor latanor mashna pas. Stam, something that goes into a tanor, refers to pas. Vim amar kalmasa tanor alai, if you say anything made in an oven upon me, aser b'chala nasa b'tanor, it's aser in anything made in a tanor. Okay, shkoyach. Thank you very much, Yehuda. Have a good night. Hatzlach in upcoming zman. Kol tov. Probably we have to get together again tomorrow night, okay?
Note 4 explains what he was saying when he said he owed it to him anyway.
Note 4, let me see.
Cut it off a little bit.
Okay, I'll check. Okay, thanks a lot, Yehuda. Okay, a good day and feel good. All the best.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.